You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Supreme Court on Wednesday refused to accept the unconditional apology tendered by Baba Ramdev and Patanjali Ayurved MD Acharya Balkrishna in the misleading advertisements case. In strongly worded observations, the court said the apology on paper was issued only because their back is against the wall. Referring to Patanjali Ayurveda allegedly publishing misleading advertisements despite their undertaking that they would desist from the same, the court asked the duo to be ready to face action in the contempt case. The apology is on paper. Their back is against the wall. We decline to accept this. We consider it a deliberate violation of the undertaking, Justice Hima Kohli said. The court described Baba Ramdev and Acharya Balkrishna's conduct as willful disobedience. We don't accept it, apology, we decline to accept this. We consider it a willful, deliberate disobedience of the undertaking, the court added. Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Wednesday hit out at West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA, accusing her of misleading people. We have passed the CAA law. Mamata Didi is misleading the people of Bengal. She is saying that if you apply for CAA, you will lose your citizenship. I request refugees to apply for citizenship under CAA. I assure there won't be any problem, Shah said at a rally in West Bengal's Balurghat. Mamata Didi, no matter how much you oppose CAA, we will grant citizenship to all the refugees, the minister said. Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar on Wednesday sent a legal notice to Shashi Tharoor, the Congress MP and his challenger from Thiruvananthapuram, accusing him of making defamatory statements on a television channel. According to a PTI report, Chandrasekhar alleged that Tharoor disseminated patently false information regarding bribing of key voters and influential figures like church priests by the BJP leader. The notice sent by Chandrasekhar alleges that Tharoor's statements were made with an intent to harm his reputation and image, and the remarks disrespected the entire Christian community of the Thiruvananthapuram constituency. The Congress party is likely to hold the next meeting of its Central Election Committee on 13 April, two senior party leaders indicated to HT. The party has already declared 260 seats, though it is yet to decide candidates for 9 seats in Haryana, as alliance partner Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, has fielded a candidate in Kurukshetra. The party is yet to announce candidates for 3 seats each from Delhi and Uttar Pradesh and might also field a few more candidates from West Bengal. The upcoming CEC assumes significance as party leaders are expected to discuss candidates for the high-profile seats of Amethi and Raibareli, even as a large section of the party is believed to favour party leaders Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi contesting from the two constituencies. A Delhi court on Wednesday dismissed the application moved by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal seeking to increase his legal meetings while he is in judicial custody in the money laundering case related to the now-scrapped Delhi Liquor Excise Policy 2021-22. The Delhi Chief Minister had filed an application before the court seeking to increase his legal meetings from twice a week to 5 times a week. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja dismissed the application after reserving her verdict on 5 April. Advocate Vivek Jain, appearing for Kejriwal, had submitted that there are 35 to 40 cases going on against him and half an hour twice a week is not sufficient for a person to understand and give instructions. He further argued that it is the most basic right and cited the example of our parliamentarian Sanjay Singh, who was granted permission to meet his counsels thrice a week while he was in judicial custody. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, had opposed the application, stating that merely because he chooses to run the government from the prison, he cannot be treated as an exception and cannot be granted the privilege.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.